if you're going to have a National Cherry Festival, you really need to have a National Cherry Festival Queen. The National Cherry Festival Queen program is a huge part of the Cherry Festival held annually right here in Traverse City, Michigan. The program aims to celebrate and promote cherries, community involvement in the Grand Traverse region through the selection and representation of the National Cherry Queen. The mission statement is to celebrate and promote cherries, community involvement in the Grand Traverse region. Joining us now is Carmen Beamer, National Cherry Queen, and her court. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am a recent 2024 Michigan State University graduate.
Congratulations.
Go green.
Thank
Go white. You. I majored in horticulture science, so right up the alley of the Cherry Queen, all things fruit, trees, and vegetables.
Horticulture science. That's not a major everybody picks. What got you started down that route?
Oh, well, ever since I can remember, I've been very passionate about agricultural things all around. I was a 4-H'er, and growing up, I knew I was going to study something in that industry, and I got to the point of when I had to make a decision, and I was like, well, I want to do some raw product. Like, I want to learn about apples. And my class advisor said, well, Carmen, that's horticulture. And I said, well, that's what I want to study then.
I love that. Before we get too far, why don't we introduce your court. Pass the mic and let each one introduce themselves. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name's Erin Eckerly.
I'm Marley Harrison.
Hi, I'm Tessa Nico.
Hi, I'm Sophia Stiles.
All right, tell us a little bit more about yourselves.
Well, I'm Sophia Stiles. I'm 19 from Traverse City, Michigan, and I'm super excited to be here.
All right.
Hi, Tessa again. I'm 19 from Elk Rapids, Michigan, and I'm very excited as well.
Marley again. I am 23 from Traverse City, Michigan, the only non-fudgy in my family, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Hi, I'm Erin Eckerly again. I'm 24 from Suttons Bay, Michigan, and I'm a fifth-generation cherry farmer.
Oh, I love that. Excellent, excellent. Carmen, tell us a little bit about, what goes into becoming a cherry queen, what they're looking for.
Well, the number one piece of advice they gave me in my year of running and what we continue to tell these wonderful four young ladies is to be themselves and have as much cherry fun as they can throughout the week.
What is the process when you apply? Are there interviews? How does it work?
Yeah, so we had 14 young women apply this year, and we were actually right here in Hotel Indigo. They went through a process of 2 interviews, and then they also did a memorized industry and festival speech that they shared in front of the judges as well. We then went to the ceremony, and we selected these 4 young women, and now they are here with me at the National Cherry Festival for the next, I don't know, we're on day 3, so I think 5's left. The whole 8 days, they are secretly judged by 6 judges throughout the week. And they will then go to the Queen's Coronation, where we will crown your 93rd National Cherry Queen.
That's exciting. What are some of the key responsibilities that you've had as Cherry Queen, and what are some of the most memorable parts of it for you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, some of my favorite parts were all of the delicious fresh cherries I've gotten to eat throughout the year. I would say that that's a key part to being the Cherry Queen as well. All jokes aside, you don't really have to love cherries, but I personally do. And some of the things I've really enjoyed throughout the year was getting that special view of the industry from that Cherry Queen perspective. There's only been 91 other women in history that have gotten this opportunity to view the industry in the way that the Queen's program allows us to.
I've seen you guys out and about this week, and I noticed that the little kids really love to come up and talk with you guys. What does that mean when you get an opportunity to talk with little girls?
Oh, my goodness. It means the absolute world, and I would love to think that they really want to come see me, but I truly think it's the crown on top of the head for sure. But it's just so fun to be able to be someone that I hope they look up to and someone that they can hopefully want to aspire to be one day, and poised in themselves and hopefully a bunch of future cherry queens.
I think it's interesting that you're interested in agriculture. Tell us a little bit about, most people probably don't think much about agriculture. They just go to the store, they buy food, and they eat it. But there's a lot more that goes into it than that.
Yeah, so I was also in FFA, and when I learned that families thought that their turkey just somehow appeared in Walmart or Meijer, it was absolutely incredible to me. So it really does start from the ground. I don't know whether the chicken or the egg comes first, but it starts right with family farms where they produce the fruit and they do go to a processing plant. It gets packaged and sent to your local store for you to conveniently buy and enjoy.
I imagine you learned a lot about the cherry industry, even though you've followed it and studied it. What are some of the things you learned, especially as when you get to meet some of the families who are involved and how important all of this is? And really, the fact that just, you know, having a National Cherry Queen and a festival, it does so much to promote the fruit that is their livelihood.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that I would take away from that aspect is it does come down to the family farms and the growers, but when you get truly passionate and determined to make a difference in an industry, you can really do it when it gets down to the nitty gritty and the dirty.
What do you think your career will look like? What do you see for yourself?
Yeah, so I thankfully do have a full-time position. I took a job with Gold Coast Sales. So I personally service the entire West region. So I work right next to growers. So cherry farmers are some of my favorites. Give me a call. But so I get to go around and I get to consult with the farmers about their yearly crop. And I'm their sales account manager. So if they need some crop protection, chemistry, I'm there to service them in that area.
What did you learn about yourself in the year of being Cherry Queen? I'm sure you were tested in ways you probably never imagined you would be.
Oh my goodness, yes. So I would probably learn that I have more patience than I ever thought I would. And not that it takes a lot of patience, but it's a busy schedule. And I was always on the go. And sometimes other things had to be put on halt. And was it a little sad here and there, family events? Sure, but in the end, it was almost definitely worth it.
When it comes to mentors, was there anybody that you looked up to as a mentor? And how do you feel about being a mentor for younger people?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the entire Queens Committee was really great mentors for me throughout the year. They made sure I was fed, well-rested, and always had red lips for the occasion. Other people that were good and good mentors for me was Queen Olivia, the 91st National Cherry Queen, who I'll follow into the sisterhood. And other mentors I would have to say is a shout out to one of my sponsors, Mike Van Otmel. He was a true passionate farmer. He grows apples and cherries down on the Oceana County area, and his passion and drive for it really drove me to become the Cherry Queen.
I love that. Carmen Beamer, National Cherry Queen. Thanks for being with us, and good luck to everybody, and thanks for coming down today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here on Focus. We are at the 98th Annual National Cherry Festival, coming to you live from the Indigo Hotel. You can find out everything you need to know at cherryfestival.org. We'll be right back on WJR 760 AM.